Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim, you've been exiled from the offensive lineman corner of the room down on the south side.
They told me to get lost.
Well, you found a friend in Cranberry, I guess.
Yeah. You know, Jack Johnson, Colin kind of tipped me off onto this, heard about some of the workouts that he goes through. Of course, he is the only people that like Michigan men.
Right, our Michigan. Michigan. It's because I work out with a Michigan man, and so I heard
that's
about
true, yes.
That's how I heard this through the Michigan man grapevine.
So, yeah, so I played some sound bites, you know, earlier about that, when I will later about just, you know, him and Pettersson and the Islanders, but then I got down to the nitty gritty.
Larry Foote's a friend of ours. He did a lot when he was in town. He did a lot of stuff. You know Larry, right?
Yeah,
you used to work out with him.
Yes.
Okay, if you're nodding like that, you can share anything you can share with us about any good workout stories.
Oh, man. Yeah, I used to work out with him in the summers.
Was he tough?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was as tough as they come. I mean, I remember we were in, like, our early mid-20s, and he was in his, like, late 30s, and the football and hockey guys would be working out at the same time, but, you know, our conditioning was always a little bit different, so he would finish his conditioning, and then he'd hop in with ours, and he would be... You know, he'd still be winning the sprints and winning the races, and we'd be trying to keep up with him. And, he was a great influence on us to see a guy that's played that long and that much success, and he didn't give an inch any day. You know, and you could see why he played as long as he did.
I think we talked about this, about the cardio and how you guys as a group, that hockey players have the best cardio of all the major pro sports. We were talking about this the other week. And what, he was as fast as you guys? Because Larry was considered slow as a linebacker.
He wasn't slow, I can tell you that. I didn't think he was slow. No, he was great. And he worked his butt off. You know, I don't think somebody that plays that long, you know, gets the kind of success he had if he was slow.
And does he make workouts fun? I mean, just knowing him the way that he was, he would butt in on, if I was interviewing you, for example, he'd come over and grab the mic and start doing it himself. But I would imagine he kept things, which actually is good in a workout, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he was big on debates and arguing, and we'd have some good arguments during stretches. Sometimes we'd try to come up with a topic secretly amongst ourselves to bring up to Larry.
Just Did you ever stump him?
Just to get him fired up. No, because that was just his personality that he'd... You know, he had an idea, and that was it. And, you know, we were just trying to get him worked up. But he was great. Yeah, he made workouts fun. You know, he'd push us for sure. You know, middle linebacker in the NFL, he's big, strong, fast. And, you know, we'd try and keep up with him. There were some other guys there. Lamar Woodley was another one.
Well, he's striked. I saw him the other day, so he's put on a little bit. But, man, he's still big as a house and strong as an ox.
Oh, yeah, and I'll bet he could still move just fine. But, yeah, we had Larry Foote, Lamar Woodley, Brandon Graham. We had a lot of good influences around us.
Michigan man Jack Johnson with New Hampshire man Jim Colony in the Pens locker room.
It is interesting, though, the odd couples that you find that kind of all intermingle, work out together.
Yeah.
You do see that kind of stuff when guys have the same agents, too, in cross sports.
Right.
Sometimes that's happened, or just kind of live in the same place.
You know, I think great athletes are inquisitive.
Mm-hmm.
And so the hockey players want to say, well, okay, how do you guys do it? And
and
a guy like Larry Foote's going to be, well, okay, how did these guys do it? Because I think they realize that when you're crossing sports that I can't do what they do, right? And so they want to figure, you know, maybe I can learn something from those guys.
Don't you find that those guys are always all in awe of the NBA guys because of how big they are?
And if you ask them, they'll more often than not tell you, no, the best athletes are in the NBA.
It's crazy. But Foote, for all his jokester ways and the relationship we have from him, I noticed he favorited something I had on Twitter the other day. He's always on Twitter checking stuff out. He doesn't post a lot, but he's always, like, favorited and every once in a while sending you a DM. But I think that Larry Foote, for all his jokester ways, he's the kind of guy that – is an unbelievable loyal friend, I've been told, from guys that are real close to him. And also, when it's time to get down to business, like, it's time. So I could see a bunch of 25-year-old kids in Ann Arbor looking, going, who is this maniac in
What's
the
this monster
oh, yeah.
doing?
Yeah. Yes.
And then you get, they go to their phones going, oh,
but
Super Bowl. Oh,
I think the topic turns to Jack Johnson, right?
Right.
And we had that, ran that Twitter poll, Chris. And there are people who are saying he either he's either underperforming or he's right on par with about how he's performing. Did we as a city think that in when June turned into July and you heard the rumblings before then, and he was even like seen around town once, even like stopped in and I think was skating, and then he moved here. Remember, he came here and was here for a long time before he officially had to report. Did we get it maybe in our brain that he was going to be better and we've kind of tricked ourselves? And maybe he's performing at the level where he should be, but we thought he'd be a lot better.
Well, I think when you sign a guy to a five-year deal, you typically don't sign a depth defenseman to a five-year deal. But they wanted him to be a part of the fold. He wanted to be here. So that's the term they ended up agreeing to. This is not to indict Jack Johnson, but he is one of five guys probably who I look at on this team right now as a third-pairing defenseman. And as long as that's what you expect out of Jack Johnson, to be your number five defenseman, you'll be fine. The problem with this defense right now is that they've got a top pairing. They got a bunch of fives and sixes, and they don't really have, with Justin Schultz out, a three or a four.
Well, you just hit it for me. The problem with this defense is Justin Schultz is out. Well, that blue line gets a lot better, gets a lot more versatile, and I think that they turn defense into offense a lot more and a lot better when Justin Schultz is healthy. Is Jack Johnson a problem, Jim?
No, I don't think so. Maybe my expectations are lower than others. I think, and I voted performing as expected.
Yeah.
I think it will take him a while. I think the Justin Schultz injury has been a problem, and I don't mean for him, but for everybody. You know, for maybe except for Letang and Dumoulin. Okay, now that Mike Sullivan's figured, you know, I better keep those two guys together because that's a sure thing. But otherwise, they're still trying to mix and match and figure out what's going on. And I think I think he's doing okay.
But I don't think Alexiak's game changes much either.
No. I think the problem is that they've got a definite top pair. But then you look at some of the teams like, you know, Nashville comes to mind, where they've got like four guys. You know,
right.
Top two pair that play 40 minutes a game. The Penguins don't have that.
Well, they used to, too, when Daly and those guys were here. They had that. They had that not long ago here in Pittsburgh, too, Jim, and I think that's what fans look at.
But when Daly came, he was a reclamation project of sorts.
He jumped right on the horse, though.
Right. He did, but I'm just saying that, I mean, they got him for Rob Scuderi, for goodness sakes, and I love Rob Scuderi, but come on. So I think that they're still trying to put things together. It's frustrating. Look, Johnson was the third overall draft pick, but that was quite a while ago. You know, Sidney Crosby's been at the top of the league since he got here. Jack Johnson's just been, you know, he's never quite lived up to that status, but he's a good player. And maybe, you know, with Patterson the other night, they looked okay against Colorado, and Colorado's the most explosive team in the league.
And I will give Johnson credit for this. He's played with a bunch of different partners so far this year, and he hasn't looked out of place more often than not. I know he had some trouble skating with Letang, I think, but more often than not, he has played well on the pairing that he's been on.
You going to tell us next who scored a goal last night?
I think people know where this is going.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Some people are just waking up and they don't know, though.
Oh, we'll tell you. That's next on the Fan Morning Show. Daniel Sprong packed up and shipped out. Possibly another name that you recognize from the Penguins. Packed up and shipped out. Rumors floating around about a guy we know you recognize. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. Driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Daniel Sprong's first game with the Ducks last night in Anaheim.
Feeds it up ahead. Sprong down the right side. Feeds it off the crossbar.
They're saying it's in.
And how about that start for Daniel Sprong, making his Ducks debut.
On his second shift.
In his goal celebration, which they didn't outline there, he takes his glove off and he flips off. And then he looks into his finger with his middle finger and he says, Solly.
Yeah.
Solly. Solly. You didn't see that, right? No, I'm kidding about that part. But what do you think it's like for Daniel Sprong? And look, I don't want to make Daniel Sprong Maurice Richard. I do think he didn't get enough of a chance here, but it's not going to debilitate the Penguins moving forward, and he wasn't going to be the reason the Penguins won a Stanley Cup, I don't think, in the future. That said, I think there is a story there because of the irony, maybe, in Simone getting hurt. You have Sprong scoring in his second shift, and you have Brian Rust
practicing on the first line,
getting
yesterday.
An increased role.
Yeah,
I mean that has to be stars align in a weird way right there.
And look, this is a pattern now we have with Sully. We love Sully. He brought two cups here when the team was down in the Mike Johnston doldrums. Right, put things back together. Two cups. It's hard to complain about anything Sully does, but there's this pattern now of okay. You don't quite fit the mold. You end up down at the end of the bench getting 7-8 minutes a game, and before you know it, you're up in the press box in Sully's doghouse, and before you know it, you're out the door, Ryan Reeves, Ian Cole, Daniel Sprong. We've got this pattern now of guys over the course of the last year who aren't prototypical Sully guys, and they're gone. And there's another guy who maybe isn't a prototypical Sully guy, but is a much bigger name. And now the rumors are swirling about him and Phil Kessel.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet yesterday reporting that Jim Rutherford listened on Phil Kessel over the last couple of weeks. There were rumors that he listened on Phil Kessel during the offseason as well. And Jim Rutherford's looking to do things to shake this team up and get these guys' attention.
Doesn't it feel like they've always listened on Phil Kessel? Some people will have you believe that.
And that's
that if the right one is there, they would move him. I think Phil Kessel is more, I think from a playing standpoint, he's more the solution than he is the problem.
Absolutely.
He's tough to take. You know that going in. That from a teammate, he operates a little bit differently than most guys do. But he's generally a lot more the solution than the problem.
I don't want to go back to a Penguins team that was struggling to score 5 goals in a series and getting bounced in the Eastern Conference Final in 5 games. Phil Kessel was brought in to score goals. He wasn't brought in to be anybody's best friend. He wasn't brought in to back check, to be quite honest, even though he's made that a part of his game over the last few years. Well, Phil Kessel was brought in to score goals.
And he also is one of those guys that's rare in sports, and particularly in hockey. He is. There's no other way to put it. He's a one-trick pony. Whenever somebody says, well, what about the intangibles? No, every single thing that you see with Phil Kessel is quantified on that stat sheet. And it is a one stat thing. You know, that's not like that. You don't find a lot of guys that are just an average hitter or guys that go out there and just only get sacks. Phil Kessel, really, his whole value is in scoring goals.
Yes.
That's it. It's not setting other people up. It's not getting back and playing a 200-foot game.
Although,
it's
give him credit, he's tried to make those things part of his game.
It's not being a locker room guy. It's, does he score goals for us or not? It is he's a single cause player. That's it.
And there's no
reason. And if he's
not
doing that, he's useless.
And here's the thing. There's no reason to
Ray
give
Allen
up on that.
Ray Allen hitting threes.
Yeah. There's no reason to give up on that. This is where I start to get worried that I know Rutherford wants to shake things up and do some things to wake these guys up, but I would be extremely disappointed if Kessel were one of those moves. Well, that would have me wondering, are we doing the right things
here? Let me ask you this. Is there a fear? And I don't have it, but I know some Penguins fans could. Because when you make a trade, you just trade and you don't worry about tomorrow, I don't think. You do what's best for your hockey team or your baseball team or your football team right then. That Rust, guys like Rust and Simone will be kind of what they are, and Kapanen and Sprong will be 20-goal scorers?
Yeah, because they've got the offensive potential. God love Brian Rust, but Brian Rust is going to top out at 15 goals. God love Dominic Simone. He's found a spot on that top line this year. He's going to top out at 15 goals. That's
Jim,
what they
that's
are.
Do you think that's a fear? Do you think that's a reality, perhaps, in the future?
I don't know, but just this Kessel thing is puzzling to me because if I were Jim Rutherford and I were serious about maybe making a move involving Kessel, I never would have traded Sprong. Doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's to me, Sprong, I would have looked into trading Kessel to try to get a defensive help in the offseason.
Right.
And I mean, if you want Sprong to be a top six, top nine guy, there's your spot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.